And we have a fantastic opportunity to learn more about a school within a school district. So this is fascinating. We have Dr. Carlos Grant joining us. He is the executive director of alternate learning for the Rock Hill School District. And good morning to you, Dr.
Good
Grant.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, crew.
For
good
being
morning.
Here.
Good to see you on the St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've heard a lot about alternate learning within the Rock Hill School District, and it is very common for school districts to have almost a school district within a school district, mm-hmm. I guess. But kind of lay out what we're talking about here when we do talk about alternate learning within the Rock Hill School District.
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me here. You know, Rock Hill Schools is a very forward-thinking district, and we are very intentional about providing a variety of pathways for our students and for our families. And so when we talk about alternative learning, we show and demonstrate that by having five key programs specific for our families here. And I'm going to talk about each one of them today.
Yeah.
You know, one of those programs is really an elementary-facing program. It's called Day Treatment. Day Treatment is housed at the Bellevue, the old Bellevue Elementary, you know, right down the road here. Mm-hmm. And at Day Treatment, it's for students who are K-5 and 6-8, who have students who have some behavioral challenges to their learning, but more importantly, they may have some diagnoses that also provide a barrier to some of the learning. And we've partnered with MUSC, the Medical University of South Carolina, to provide in-school therapy. That's why it's called Day Treatment. And so students get the best of both worlds when they're in that short-term placement facility. They have the ability to still keep up with their academic placement because they have high-quality teachers there. At the same time, receive therapy from, you know, a trained psychologist and trained therapist with the support of MUSC. And it's a great, great program. It's a short-term placement. They're there for roughly 6 months out of the year so that families can be able to get that support they need. And then we eventually transition back to their home school. Likewise, Day Treatment, there's another program called T3, also at Bellevue. T3 is the same equivalent. The only thing is that students in T3 don't necessarily have a diagnosed behavioral disorder. They don't necessarily have those things, but behavior still are a challenge to their learning. And just like at Day Treatment, T3 have phenomenal, excellent teachers, along with a phenomenal counselor, who happens to be one of our top three teachers of the year there. And so phenomenal staff, and helps those students support great plans and strategies. So when they transition back to their homeschool environment, they can be successful and continue on through their education. Now, T3 is only elementary, whereas Day Treatment is elementary and middle.
So for those two programs, real quick, Dr. Grant, the students are involved in those programs. The traditional structure of a classroom in your other schools, it's not conducive to their style of learning and what's going on.
That's
is that correct?
Correct?
Is that why they
that's
exist?
Correct. Okay. Their behaviors have created a barrier to their learning. The homeschool, in partnership with our program, might make a referral, and they would say, hey, can we put some interventions in place to try to see what strategies work best for that student? Ultimately, we know the best place for success is going to be that student's gen ed classroom with their peers, with their non-disabled peers. And so we want to give a short period away from that gen ed classroom in order to create the plan for them to be successful, and then transition back with success. And then if things still need more time, we continue to transition and find out what best works best for that particular student.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So those are two programs. You've got three more.
The other two are going to be at Aspire. Aspire is for our secondary located over at the Flex Learning Center, which is the old Castle Heights, mm-hmm. right? At Aspire is for middle and high schools. So those are two programs, middle school Aspire, high school Aspire. And similar to T3 and Day Treatment, is also a place where students whose behaviors have gotten in the way of their academic success. It is a short-term placement as well for those students. The other beautiful thing about Aspire is that students can choose to come to Aspire. They can come through an application process or referral process where a family and school might agree that my behaviors may not be particularly challenging, but my learning style and the way that I want a smaller learning environment, or maybe not have as much distractions at my school. And so they can apply or be referred to Aspire and still stay on track towards graduation and great promotion in middle school. They have phenomenal staffing at Aspire as well. They've got full-time counselors, full-time directors there. And so the entire purpose of students to be able to still continue on their pathway towards graduation without missing a beat, and in some cases be able to come back forward on track if they've gotten off track and they're learning for their courses. So two phenomenal programs at the Flex Learning Center. And then the last is our Rock Hill Virtual Academy, which is a program really designed for students who have barriers in their schedule, barriers in their the ability to access in-person learning. And it provides a great, great resource for families and students who just need another pathway. Doesn't necessarily mean you have any barriers, behaviors that are impeding your learning. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just simply means the in-person schedule doesn't work for me and my family, and I would love to be a part of that. Right now, we have about 150 students who are in that program right now. And actually, we're on a recruitment trend right now to see if we can bring in at least 50 more families to buy Rock Hill Virtual Virtual Academy. Uh-huh. We have capacity, and we're looking to entice and to really invite more families to come be a part of Rock Hill Virtual.
That's great.
Dr. Grant, we're of the age. I do not want to put you in the same boat as myself and Ashley.
A little bit over that. Okay. One. I'm looking at this gray beard here, man. You know.
Well, you look good for your age. Yeah. That's come why on, I did man. Not want to put you in the same boat as us. But growing up, if there were issues or if there were mm-hmm. students that maybe the classroom was not the best setting for the majority of the day or portion of the day, they were still in school or they were taking out of the classroom in that school building. Mm. Has this been a trend over the last, I would say, 10, 20 years for school districts across the country to kind of continue to pour into these students and still make sure that they're getting the education that they deserve and they have a right to, and trying to remove those barriers to kind of remove them from that classroom just for a little bit of time, or it could be for a longer period of time? But has this been a trend that has been popping up in, again, the last decade or so?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're referring to the, you know, the trailer in the back of the room, or the back of the school, right? Out of mind, out of sight. That has certainly been a different mindset and trend over the last several decades. Mm-hmm. And certainly here in Rock Hill Schools, we are very intentional about providing supports for our families. And what that means is you have to have the right attitude of being forward-facing and being very intentional about what support you provide for your students. Mm-hmm. They're too important to throw away.
Yeah.
Right? Let me say it again. Yeah. They're too important mm-hmm. to simply turn your head and just imagine them away, because they're not going away. They're still part of our community. They're still part of our Rock Hill family. And it's important that we design programs that allow them to find their success in whatever way that is, right? You need to have alternative pathways. Everyone's story is important. Everyone's journey is important. And so that's our attitude in Rock Hill Schools, to be able to provide those pathways for students. We don't choose the route of the back of the room, back of the classroom, back of the, you know, building concept.
Well, it's also a way that the school district not only shows dignity, but shows grace, because, of course, we want every student who comes through Rock Hill Schools to be successful. And I'm sure that you do have some yes. success stories. I think a lot of times people, when they hear about these programs, they just think, oh, well, you know, the next stop. I mean, I'm just going to be for real. Yes. The next stop is, you know, either they're just going to go straight to work or they're going to end up in jail.
Yes.
And I think that's a way of thinking that isn't all the way true. And I know that there have been many success stories out of these programs in Rock Hill School. So is there one that you can give? You don't have to give names, but just a success story that you could share with us.
I wish that you would give me like an hour to talk about all of the families who have found success and students who have found success in our programs. There's several. I think about one young man who went to one of our high schools, one of our comprehensive high schools, and you know, he made a bad decision last spring, and that decision allowed him to come to Aspire. And that one lapse in judgment, as a matter of fact, he never had any other discipline issues at all. But he made a poor decision, really bad lapse of judgment. He transitioned to Aspire last semester. I remember his intake meeting being very apprehensive about coming. He was like, he didn't know what this meant. He had heard all the rumors and innuendos about alternative school and am I going to be safe, and all those things that he learned very quickly. Man, this is a great place. And he came in, he transitioned in, he did all of his coursework he needed to do. As a matter of fact, not only did he not be successful that spring, that last fall, he transitioned back to his home school. He's back in classes at his comprehensive school this semester. And I just got an email back from him about 2 weeks ago. He sent it to the entire staff there, letting us know that he had been accepted to the University of South Carolina. Wow. College of Charleston, and was awaiting an admission letter to University of Illinois. Mm. This young man came in and just rocked it out, and he really saw the passion about the support that we had there, and it didn't miss a beat for him, right? What he experienced at Aspire totally changed his perspective about what he thought he was walking into. Mm. And not only him, but we obviously have a lot of students who come and they come to Aspire specifically, and they will ask this question when they're getting ready to transition back. Their question to us is, do I have to go back? And the answer is yes, ultimately, because your program is a short-term placement. Yes, you got to get back to your traditional setting to continue on your journey. We love for you to stay, but you got to get back. But that's an indication of the support that they get when they come to an alternative program like Aspire or T3 or Day Treatment. And at Rock Hill Virtual, like I said, they can continue their learning throughout their entire high school career at Rock Hill Virtual. But that one particular story is one that comes to mind for me.
That is fantastic. Well, education looks different for a lot of families. Just know in the Rock Hill School District, you're not alone. If something's a little off with your student or they just need some extra TLC, we all need it in life. Reach out to the Rock Hill School District and they'll make sure to communicate which programs are available and which ones might work best for your student. Dr. Carlos Grant, again, is Executive Director for the Alternative Learning in the Rock Hill School District. Dr. Grant, we certainly appreciate this update, and what a great success story. Yeah, that is just the icing on the cake today.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for what you do.